or anything. Just eat them raw now and then.
Well, let me, I'm going to get that on tape. What you tell me again about the tomatoes? You said...
Well, this was before my days. Mm-hmm. It never happened when I... But my mother said back in her, she could remember when they used, called them love apples.
Oh.
And just used them, raised them for an ornament, just like we raise flowers, you know, something for a decoration. And cucumbers, they call them cowcumbers, and never did fix them on the table.
Isn't that
something? And while I'm talking on a tomato line, did you know tomatoes, if you cook them and put them on the table, sweeten their fruit, and if you cook them and put them on the table salted and seasoned, or vegetable.
No, I didn't know that. No, I never heard that before. I never did know that.
Well, that's the way they're just handed down to me.
Well,
that's when they're a fruit, when you sweeten them and fix them.
Well, I sure didn't know that. I didn't know
but if you salt them and season them, you know, they're vegetables. And then you put them in soup, they're a vegetable. And your vegetable soup. Mm-hmm. Ma used to always be fixing her vegetable soup, and I never did see anybody that could fix any like she did, and I never did see anybody that it was as good, I thought, as she fixed. And she said that's the way her mother said her mother called it Dutch soup.
Oh, really? I never heard of that.
Dutch soup.
Huh.
And my Grandma Williams died when my mother was about 12 years old. My Grandma Goldman died when my daddy was about 15 or 16. So they was raised without. Well, Grandpa Goldman died first, and then Grandma died. She left five boys, and they stayed at home, kept house. And Grandpa Williams, he just left with a whole house full of kids. And well, she married right off the reel. Never seen very many Williams, just what did.
Yeah. Well, now in this bigger house that your daddy was working on when he died, did you have a like a little room where you just store things in?
No, we didn't have anything like that. He might, now these things you see,
you
he might have fixed
money.
It later on, but I'm just talking about how it was left. They was, them little old rooms like that is called a pantry, I think.
Oh, uh-huh.
Pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Fix a little pantry to put your meal and your flour and your stuff in. Well, he would probably fix that later, but it wasn't in the making when he died.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about a room that people would just store old odds and ends, like things they didn't want right then? Did they have rooms like that, just to store?
Well, they always called them the most of them, they called it the smokehouse, a big
old,
a great big old room. They fix a plate over here on one side where they'd cure their meat in the summertime. And then they'd smoke it after it got cured. In the spring they'd hang it and smoke it, you know. But just old junk was in there, but you couldn't put your clothes in there because they'd smoke too.
Oh, they'd get all smoked too?
They'd smoke too, the same as your meat, while you're browning your meat.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, that dried meat smoked brown with hickory smoke was really good.
Oh, I bet it was. That sounds good. Well, talking about housework and stuff like your mother would have to do, I guess the first thing you did was she'd cook breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, what would she have to do to the house every day?
Well, after she'd get her breakfast fixed, well, she'd go milk, I don't know how many cows, but enough for, we'd have plenty of milk and butter, and she had to do all of